Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Demon Seed.
You must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Hi, John.
Hello, my child.
Thanks for covering last week. I did just post that episode, actually.
So let's just get it right for the people. I mean, obviously, there's a massive amount of listeners now that are jumping on this every week. So there's a lot of new listeners, in a way, coming to the podcast.
Is that?
Welcome,
new fictional listeners.
There was a terrible disaster in Nova Scotia last week. You were evacuated from your home. And it's not a laughing matter. I mean, it was a pretty horrible
thing. It wasn't funny at the time.
Definitely wasn't funny at the time. But you were evacuated.
My pants a little bit.
And Mike just disappeared. There wasn't a disaster. He just disappeared.
And Mike was insulting me, saying I just ran away from it. The woods were on fire. I ran away for a week.
Yeah.
I was a deep font of sympathy.
And obviously, I'm the consummate professional. So I got out there single-handedly, Reese.
I read what you said. Read what you said, though. You said, I didn't down tools. I got on my fucking bike and rode straight to the fucking coalface and worked my cunt right off.
And I certainly did. I gave him at least 37 minutes there, Reese, which is, as we're recording this, that one's just come out on the public.
I also added an apology from me in there as well.
So there must be at least 39 to
38 minutes.
Fucking hell. I tell you what, that's not bad, is it? That's not bad. I think that the last 10 minutes, I just pretended to be a scouser whose TikTok dog had died.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was nice. It was
very moving.
It's very emotional.
What are you drinking?
Estrella today, Spanish style. Nice. The Estrella Dam is very nice. And just having a little. Are you having a drink there today?
I got a giant bucket of water.
No, I believe in your part of the world, they might call that the Big Gulp. Is that called the Big Gulp?
No, that's like an American thing.
Yeah, but are you close enough to America that is also called the Big Gulp?
Yeah, we have like Wendy's and we have Popeye's Chicken. We have a bunch of American stuff here.
So will they say, I'll tell you what, I really fancy a Big Gulp now?
Oh, they'll just say like a slushy.
Or
a slush cap. That's what they say, a slush cap.
So is that slush puppy, but in a cup?
Yeah. And okay. There's no like cartoon dog. The other thing, what they do have here, they don't have many places and they don't have in America, is it's like KFC, except it's called Mary Brown's.
Okay.
And it's from Newfoundland. And right. It's like, for, I don't know, like 30 quid, you have like a giant bucket of chicken and like spicy, spicy as well. And it's amazing. Yeah. And it's like super cheap. And they don't do it everywhere.
Diarrhea style afterwards?
No, it's just like good. It's good. It's actually good.
Lovely. Now you're talking.
They do the best potato wedges.
I'll tell you what we could do before, Mike. We could remember food. Let's do it alphabetically.
Okay.
Before I kick in for that, if you're a Demon Seed listener, do you remember food? If you remember a type of food, hashtag I remember food.
Hashtag when did you last eat and what was it?
Yeah, I won't reply to it. But yeah, it helps with the online presence. So should we start with the letter A and then you see what food you remember and then I'll carry on from with B and then back to you with C and then back to D and then over to you with E, back to me with F and then just G for you, H for me. I for you, J for me, K for you, L for me, M for you, N for me, O for you, P for me, Q for you, R for me, S for you, T for me, U for you, V for me, W for you, X for me, Y for you, and then Z for me. Actually, before we start, can I, when you finally mix this down, maybe just start with a small musical interlude as well?
Like now?
Yeah. So I'll say remembering food alphabetically, and then so here we go. Remembering food alphabetically.
One in a million, one in a million, one in a million, one in a million.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Actually, what we should do is if I say it and then it's silent, so it looks a bit more professional.
Okay,
then just come in. But I think you should say it twice as well. So say, for example, you say apple, you would go like apple, apple.
Yeah.
But now you can't use apple because that's void because it's been used.
And it's too obvious anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a playground.
So you're going to say it, pregnant pause to build suspense, and then I'll say it twice, but not apple.
That's right. Okay, so, and when I said the opening title, then you put obviously just a little bit of a sting or a bit of a bookend audio wise on there. So shall I start saying it now?
What else are we going to fucking do? So
yeah. That's fine, okay. Remembering food alphabetically.
Alphabetti spaghetti. Alphabetti spaghetti.
Bread. Bread.
Cornettos. Cornettos.
Duck a l'orange. Duck a l'orange.
Eggs. Eggs.
Fudge. Fudge.
Goat. Goat.
Hang on. Hamburger. Hamburger.
Italian wedding soup. Italian wedding soup.
Juicy fruit chewing gum. Juicy fruit chewing gum.
Knickerbocker glory. Knickerbocker glory.
Lemon meringue pie. Lemon meringue pie.
Meat. Meat.
Nachos. Nachos.
Ovaltine. Ovaltine.
Pizza. Pizza.
Quail's eggs. Quail's eggs.
Ramen noodles. Ramen noodles.
Soup. Soup.
Tango. Tango.
Oh, shit.
Keep going. Come on, concentrate. 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 Just think through all. Think of everything you've ever eaten. And think of all. Remember, think of all the different food you've had in the past. Think back to all the food you've ever had and all the food that begins with the letter U. You think really hard.
Upside down cake.
Oh,
upside down cake.
Okay. Viennetta. Viennetta.
Walker's crisps. Walker's crisps. Or Lay's, as they're called here.
Okay. X. Okay. Fucking hell, this is tricky. X. X. Oh, X, there's got to be some food. You think of all the memories now. X. Oh, there's got to be some. Come on now.
I just Googled food beginning with X.
We might have to cheat on this. Go on, what is it?
There's Xanthia cocktail.
Okay. Actually, no. Xanthan gum.
Yeah,
that's Xanthan gum, food additive. Obtained from trees in the rainforest, I think. Xanthan gum.
Yogurt. Yogurt.
Okay. And Z. I've got the rough end of the stick here.
Rhymes with Lamborghini.
Hang on a minute now. Yes, I know it. Now I know this because it does rhyme with Lamborghini. So that's what I think. Now, Zabaglione.
I don't know, probably.
Hey, it's Mike. Hey. Yeah. Hello, Mike. How are you? Oh, it's great.
Very well. Thank you, John. How are you?
I'm. Do you know what? It's cracking. And I'm it's going to be a good one today.
Oh, you survived the forest fires?
The, yeah.
Perfect. Reached alive.
I'm so fine.
All the young boys together. Mm.
Can you wear a fucking gold disc on the wall looking all posh?
Oh, it's probably
the only posh. When you look like Nick Hancock when he's under a staircase in the middle of lockdown.
I never saw that.
Didn't you?
No. What happened?
Oh, Google it. He was on Breakfast TV or one of those things and doing an interview by Zoom, but he looked like being kept hostage under his stairs.
Now,
It's the bleakest looking Zoom call of all time.
What do you think of hostage situations? This is so we can.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, broadly against it, obviously.
Well, I was in a cafe in London 10 or 12 years ago, Mike.
Mm, mm.
And there were two women next to me having a chat. I think they were having an American style breakfast at the time.
Lesbians or just friends?
I couldn't tell.
You could never tell. You can't.
You know, this is the modern age. You can be whatever.
Not you could be both, of course.
No, you can be friends and lesbians, you know. Like the famous song, "How can we be lovers if we can't be friends?"
Yeah, how can we still over if the fight never ends?
Exactly. But these two women...
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? How can we start over when the fighting never ends?
The two women were sat in this restaurant enjoying their American style breakfast because American culture is everywhere nowadays, Mike.
Huge.
And one of them said, "You know, if you ever are in a hostage situation, what they
when
will
you
do,
get caught between the moon and New York City."
Oh, great song.
I know it's crazy. That is true.
If you're in a hostage situation, what you'll notice is after this sort of initial, you know, the police have been called and all that, what they do is that they won't feed you. No. So, you know, the hostage shake will say, send some pizzas in. And they won't send the pizzas in. They actually make you wait. Now, what they do then is they send in sandwiches, unmade. And do you know why, Mike, they would send?
Have you got a bond over making sandwiches or something?
And you build
up a rapport with
your killer. Mm. And what they do is they send in peanut butter sandwiches with margarine, because what you have to do then, you have to slice the bread, you have to start an assembly line. Now, Mike, if you are in that situation, remember the first thing to do is get the front of that line, and the killer.
If they're a killer, then you're dead. You mean the kidnapper?
The kidnapper who will become your killer unless...
If you don't get things right.
If you don't get things right. First thing to do is look him in the eye and say, all right, my name's... Or her, because she... Oh, yeah, exactly, you know. And say, all right, my name's Mike. Let me give you a hand with the sandwiches. Because as soon as you give the killer your name, there's something there that's just going to give that slight edge to make them feel a bit more guilty about pulling the trigger on you. So
you ever heard this with two women having a coffee, yeah?
Two women, no, having an American-style breakfast.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
And they said that. And so if you're ever in a hostage situation and you start to feel hungry and they send in the sandwiches up to the front of the queue, get in there and say, hi, my name's Mike, let me give you a hand with these sandwiches. And you'll be at least the last one to die in that case.
That's good to know.
So that's good to know. So
I'm thinking, look at my new teeth.
Now, last time we saw you, you'd had them put in. And
no, they were the temporaries. These are the ones.
So can I ask a couple of questions?
Hmm.
Did they rip the old ones out?
Nope.
So what do they do with the old ones?
They file them down a bit.
Now, are you talking like vampire points for the whole thing?
No, you're thinking of crowns, John. That's the mistake I made.
Mm-hmm.
How
do they file? Do they file these? So the originals are short.
Am I light on?
Yeah, go on.
That's probably too much light, isn't it?
No, you look nice.
Look at that.
And is that the back as well? Have you got the backs done as well?
Yeah.
And does it feel different? Can you take them out? You know, what do they, you know?
You can't take them. They're not fucking dentures, John. No, they're just veneers on my teeth.
And then do you have to get them replaced every 6 months? Or
no.
How does that work? That's it, they're in for
good. These will probably outlive me.
So when they find your body, when they dig it up 50, 60 years from now, they'll still be in place.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. So do you find yourself walking around with your mouth more open to show people now?
Yeah, I drive around like this.
Let me see the lower set. Let me see the lower section.
I'm not, those not but they're okay.
Okay. Now, have you got
to get a tray. Mm-hmm. I've got a tray here. I'm supposed to bleach these.
Right.
Until they get the same color as the top one.
And can I ask, could you have not just bleached the old ones and saved yourself some money?
No, because they were knackered. They were all chipped and different lengths.
I always thought you had lovely teeth. I used to look at your mouth sometimes and I'd look deep inside and I think, what a cracking mouth that lad's got. Sometimes, right, when we used to share a hotel.
Yeah, you were just blinded by
your affection. I used to love looking inside your mouth. It was wonderful. We'd share a hotel room together they were great times, and we'd be in that room with the same toilet in between the two beds, or that room where someone got stabbed to death.
Yeah, that was a good room.
What I used to do, and this is no joke, I'd say, oh, I'm really tired now, Mike, let's turn the TV off and go to bed. Yeah. And we'd say goodnight, pat each other on the back and go to sleep, and I'd pretend, and then 20 minutes later, I'd get up and just prize your lips open and just look longingly deep into your mouth, and I used to love looking in there, Mike.
Well, do you know this is not true?
What?
Because if you ever tried to sleep in the same room as you, you know it's fucking impossible. That's why. And you just lie there in a sleeping bag, zipped up like a lunatic with earbuds in and your phone on all night, playing music all night. You think no one else can hear?
I tell you why I put it on with enough. And I think no one else can hear. Because this is what I hear from.
Go ahead, John.
But what I hear from your side, Mike, is this.
Healthy.
And it's this, just as you get off to sleep, you think he's fucking stopped. And then it goes.
Yeah. I'm a snorer, what can I say?
Don't touch me there. Horrible. But during those times, shining that little torch down the back of my phone into your mouth and looking deep into the tonsils, Mike, was a memory not many people have ever got to experience, and I'm happy about that.
I love these teeth, though, didn't I?
They're brilliant. I tell you what, you've done all right there. Yeah. But I did think you had a cracking pair of gnashes beforehand. I really did.
Like a streak of lightning flashing across the sky. Swiftest arrow flying from a bow. Like a mighty cannonball, he seems to fly. You'll hear about him everywhere you go. The time will come when everyone will know the name of Fucko Wonder Horse.
Oh, it's so great to be back. It's wonderful. It's a great experience. It's so wonderful, Mike, because it's been so
wonderful. It's been a small word for the God.
It's been such a long time. It's been such a long time.
Of course, Reese has been indisposed, of course. Reese has been stuck in this awful, awful forest fire in Canada, of course, and had to flee for his life, John. All his belongings, his swimming pool, his wife, his children, into the back of a truck, of course, and had to flee to stay at a friend's house until they were safe to return, John.
Deep in the heart of Ontario, I believe.
Somewhere along that neck of the woods, John, maybe further east slightly, but all much of a muchness, I'm sure you'll agree. But of course, young Reese, wonderful that he survived, John.
It's fantastic.
I honestly don't know where we'd be without poor boy, but God, I'd love to find out.
I would very much like, and sometimes I do find myself very late at night when I'm alone. Staring out of the window, unable to sleep, without the presence of Mike here, without a mouth to stare into. I sometimes think about Reese, and I wonder, is he okay? And I just wish I could hold on to him for one final time. But of course now, the only time he'll be coming back to the UK will be in a coffin, and will be...
Yes, flown over, of course. thank you. My wife, God rest my wife, she's made me a wonderful... Spoiling me tonight, Kelly, with a glass of water.
A wonderful glass of water.
I said, if you could bring me up a drink when I'm on the podcast, of course. Lovely. Oh, tap water, if I'm not much mistaken, Kelly, and room temperature tap water. Thank you so much, my love. What a wonderful. Nothing too much trouble for that woman. Nothing too much trouble for her. God bless you, Kelly, and all who sail in you.
A wonderful cup of water.
Oh, scabs. What?
Maybe the punk.
I got to tell this light down, John. It's getting right in my eyes. I've got my friend Stefan from another podcast I do, which is actually got content, sent me a podcast light, John.
But, oh, Mike.
It's much too bright. I'll turn that down a bit, John, because I'll be honest with you, I preferred it dark. There we go, John.
It looks slightly better. It'll look a bit more slightly sinister.
Just tell the regale of the listeners, John, if you will, why you're sat in front of what can only be described as a gold disc, John.
Well, Mike.
Yes, enjoy your vape first, John. It looks like you. I wouldn't want to deprive you. It looked like you were really enjoying that.
I certainly will, Mike.
I fell into the Scottish accent then briefly, but back into it.
Keep yourself in, and don't forget, if you get the chance, try and drop into a West Country accent later, if you get the chance. Ken Bruce!
Yes, quite right.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At the moment, I'm going for my stock, Fife Robertson, John. As Fife Robertson, maybe you could tell the lovely listeners here, John, why are you set in front, as I said, of a gold disc?
Well, Mike, it's a great question. And a lot of people may not realize that. Oh, maybe the punk. A lot of people. A lot of people may not realize, Mike, that outside of this incredibly popular podcast, yeah, I'm also sort of referred to as a Z-list pop celebrity.
Right now, John, you're right, you are. I think you sort of change yourself there, John. I'd put you in the high X's, maybe even as high as a Y.
I'm not sure myself, but I will admit that 19 years ago, I think roughly this month, possibly, I was I still am part of a musical.
Right, you are, John. Of course, Goldie Looking Chain for the listeners.
A musical pop performance act, that's right. And we were lucky enough.
Whatever I'm describing you, John, as I think to say in a comedy rap act is shortchanging it, John. You've some wonderful riffs and some great lyrics, if I may say so, John.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mike. I see myself more as a sort of a rap comedy tribute act that certainly does the job, does what it says on the tin. But,
Of course, John, let's not forget you will do anything for cash and call yourself indeed. Anything and do anything.
I mean, I'm still waiting for the request to pull myself apart on a YouTube video, and I will acceptingly do that for 1.5 million. I'm not ashamed to do that.
And may I say, John, that'll be cheaper than half the price. It really would.
Exactly. You get to see me inside, and you'll be almost as much fun as looking at your mouth while you sleep, Mike.
Right you are, John.
But 19 years ago, we released a song through a record label, a proper record label, the same record label that for some reason had signed people such as Marvin Gaye, big hitters in the past, Warner Brothers Music. I know Motown.
Oh, Warner Brothers, of course, yeah.
You know, they took it all over and they took all the big bands on. They signed us for some reason. And we proceeded to use the money to get bollocks for several years. in between that, they did release some songs. We played them on the radio. People listened to them, and we performed some pop concerts, as we still are now, to much smaller crowds.
But you've been to the top of the mountain, John. Let's not forget that, John. There's many people have looked at that mountain, John, and not scaled it, and you've done that, John.
I say.
In fact, you're now on your way back down to the cafe at the bottom of the mountain.
Well,
detract from that, John.
Factually, I've been to sort of the base camp just before the top of the mountain. Only got to number three in the charts. And as we all know, the most terrible accidents happen due to fatigue on the way down from the mountain. So watch out for a terrible tumble to come up soon. Who will survive?
This much, John. It looks resplendent there in your studio. I'm very proud of you, John. You seem to be drinking what is that, John? Is it drinking a cerveza of some sort?
That would be Estrella, which is a very popular Spanish.
I can't do the Spanish pronunciation, John, in a Scottish accent. I will fall out of the accent immediately. To say
well, it's no bad. Just keep going on.
Say Estrella, but stay in the Scottish accent, John.
Estrella. A wee glass of Estrella. Like that, along those lines. Oh, yeah.
You've done it, John.
I've done it before.
You're looking good, man. John, and you mean on the weight today? You're looking like you're buff, like. You're looking buff. You're looking buff.
I've been fucking doing. Do you know resistance bands?
I done a two-year-old one in a blue one. I was absolutely pumped.
I was fucking doing the pink on the first day. Fucking hell. I thought I was fucking hell. They said, you should have started on the blue. I said, Kareem, you might be here fucking showing me what to do, but I'll do it the way I want. I do pay $7.50 a week to come to your fucking BAMS exercise class, but Kareem, if I want pink, I'm fucking having it.
You're the fucking customer, man.
Fucking too, like I was stretching them triceps way ahead of anybody else, but I fucking ate like fucking next day.
Yeah, but you've got some fucking horseshoe triceps on your mind, haven't you, from doing all the fucking band work? Like,
my fucking Byzantine muscles are fucking toned as fuck, mate. And this summer, I'm getting down.
Your fucking Claudius Maximus is fucking a sight to behold, mate.
Fuck, you should see my fucking glutes, mate. They're fucking stunning. And when I get down fucking 10B this year, I'm going to fucking put a load of lard on my body, roll around in the fucking sand and say, look at this. It's like a sandy dog shit, but they're smelling so bad.
Thank you, Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. It's been a pleasure to be here tonight, and I'm very excited about being here. I tell you what, doing these podcasts in the winter is easier, isn't it? It's not as hot. I find
you bang on there, yeah. The winter, yeah. It's not the winter now, my John. It's June.
I tell you what, is a good one. Mm. Should we just months of the year?
Yeah, let's do it, man. Love it.
Brilliant. There we go. Do you want to start?
I like the way the Reese's spelled Patreon, patron, and it just keeps. Scrolling on the bottom of the screen. There's an E before the O. Believe it or not, it looks good.
I am. I can fix it.
No, leave that in.
Just leave it in, mate.
Oh, sorry.
No, doesn't matter, does it?
Patreon could be our thing, couldn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Still says Patreon.
Sorry. The Unexplainers was right all along.
Have you seen this, Mike?
Sorry, mate. Sorry.
Big cats. You see about this?
Not the big cats, about the old bloody the UFOs, mate.
UFOs and big cats all within 1 week.
Big cats what?
Big cats are now official in the West Country.
Shut up.
Big cats are now official in the West Country. Let's try and Google it. Content, Reese.
How weird is this now?
Yeah.
This is, I'm just reminded of a dream I had 2 nights ago.
Right.
Where I went in my back garden and there was a tiger in my back garden.
Fuck me, mate.
This is a true story. Just came out to me now.
I had a dream.
Horse caps, but that is true.
What happened in your dream? Because
I walked on my, and I thought it was a cat. Mm. And when I got close, my kids were outside in the garden. And I could see it wasn't a cat, it was a tiger. I was going, fucking get in quick. Yeah. We got the kids in quick and slammed the door.
Right. Because I had a, how many nights ago was that?
I'd say 2 nights ago.
I had a dream. I was on a beach and a massive turtle turned up.
Right.
What do you think?
That's fucking hell, that's deep, isn't it?
Amazing.
Have you had a dream about a turtle or a tiger, Reese? No.
I used to have a recurring nightmare as a kid that there was a pack of wolves under my bed.
So yeah. What does that say? That's three of us. Do you want to hear a really...
Move to Canada, that's a good idea.
Do you want to hear a horrible...
Well, don't think really the Canadian woods to get away from him in Britain.
Well, I got over it. It's fine.
In about micro memories. In about 1997.
Reese is moving to Antarctica next to get away from penguins.
About 1997, it was a hot summer, very similar to the one we had last year, but it wasn't as hot as that, because that was one of the hottest on record, but it was...
That was my last year in university, had a great time.
Just made a point.
I went to Toronto and played rugby all summer. In August, it was very hot over there as well.
Outside of this micro memory, my parents went to Canada a couple of years ago, about 9 years ago, and they came back and they bought me a small key ring with a watch on it, which had a maple leaf on it.
Superb. Pick up Mike Rutledge for his great gifts.
Then recently they went to Holland because my uncle lives out there.
Bought you a watch on a key ring with a ganja leaf on it.
No, they bought me an orange t-shirt and it says my lucky t-shirt on the front.
They know you're in your late 40s.
I actually told them to get it for me because my dad got one and put it on over his jumper and took a photograph of himself with it, and I said, get me one. But anyway, in about 1997, yeah, shortly after my parents had moved out and I was still living with them, I went to bed one night, like any other night of the week, I went to sleep. Pretty much I had some food, gone to sleep.
Are they trying to help you, Roland?
And then about up past 5 in the morning, I started having a tumultuous dream.
Like you thought, there we go.
Smash the metal, Mike, quick, smash it. While I'm in the middle of this micro memory, smash the fucking metal, quick. He's done it. He's hit a glass with a pen, that'll do. About up past 5 in the morning, actually in the summer, probably more like up past 4, because that's when the sun starts to come up. Then I started to have this dream.
This isn't real time.
This part of the micro memory is still quite emotionally scarring, and I'm not sure if I should tell people, but I started to have a dream that a pirate was putting his willy in my bottom and it hurt.
Pirate like DJ, an actual pirate.
An actual pirate with a tri-cornered hat. I didn't like the dream and I couldn't get out of the dream, and my bottom was really hurting and it was really upsetting.
Did you wake up again and fucked by a bloke?
I woke up to a terrible start, covered in a sheen of sweat. And I realised a giant log of feces had been working its way out of my own bottom in my sleep. I had to run to the toilet and have a poo. Never told anyone that micro memory before.
Beautiful memory. Glad I got Thanks that for sharing chest. That with us.
No problem.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
No That's problem.
That's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it's always nice to you know. Yeah, trauma, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Trauma. It's always better to share it than...
You know. Oh, third-hand micro-memories. I went to Hay of My Book Festival last week with my wife. And she got me a ticket to go and see Michael Parkinson talking about his latest book, in which he recounts brilliant stories about his interviews with various sporting icons over the years. I managed to get a photograph of Parky afterwards. I was well chuffed. I put it online and your dad got in touch to say that he played in a celebrity cricket match with Parky, against Parky actually, about 20 or 30 years ago. Parky was the big draw. Parky was batting and he was a decent cricketer. I believe
he was.
Been on Yorkshire's books as a young lad, played in the same county schoolboy team as Dickie Bird, the famous umpire. But anyway, I digress. I think might have been the first ball. Your dad stumped Michael Parkinson. And if you don't know what cricket means, it means the batsman's left his crease.
Yeah.
The keeper's gathered the ball and he's whipped the bales away and got him out of their crease. And anyway, in that situation, his received manners to walk off the pitch. But Parky refused to walk because it was the first ball, and he turned around and said to your dad, "Hey, they come here to watch me bat. not so much. You keep fucking wicket. And I thought that was a great anecdote. And it painted Parky in a different but equally good light. And it made your dad look quite good as well.
Michael Parky's an absolute cunt. My dad's also got a photograph on his wall at home. Occasionally, I record this podcast from his office.
And you might say to me,
you might say to me, I didn't know you had a keyboard, John. And I'll say, I haven't, Mike, it's my dad's. And then you'll say to me, does he tinkle the ivories? And I'll say, no, but he's got a keyboard anyway.
He plays it on demo, you told me.
He does play Michael Rotherbottle.
It's his phone again.
But Mike has also, he's got a picture of Clive Lloyd on his wall because he met Clive Lloyd.
The famous West Indian captain.
Famous West Indian captain who was born with...
lovely moustache, big glasses.
Also born with six fingers on each hand instead of five.
Is this true?
Yeah, and because Clive Lloyd grew up... Yes, he was born with six fingers on each hand. Because he came from quite a poor background, in order to remove the excess finger, he just wrapped some cotton around them till they died and fell off. But anyway, he's got a picture of Clive Lloyd on the wall. And 9 times out of 10, people come around and say, is that Nelson Mandela? And I have to tell him it's not. And then I tell him the story about Clive Lloyd's six fingers and they just go quiet.
Oh, good. Hang on. This deserves this, John.
Go on. Oh, test match special. It's really dredging the bottom of the barrel.
I don't like cricket. Oh, no. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
When you walk in the room, got to show some respect. What are you doing that accent?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Oh, Mike Reed.
Oh, Mike pirates, Reed. Yes, they rob I. Sold I to the merchant ship. Many times they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? And all I ever had, redemption song, redemptions. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, because none of them can stop.
Tune in next week for Yorkshire Reggae with your host, John Rutledge.
Because none of them can stop at the times.
Oh, no woman, shaman. No cry. Oh, no woman, no cry. I'm a this fellow morning. Soldier. He were a dreadlock raster. He were a buffalo soldier in the heart of America. He were fighting for survival, fighting with his rivals or something.
It's terrible, this podcast. Yeah, it really is.
It gets worse and worse.
I mean, how much longer have we got to go, Reece? Well, how far in are we now?
We're just starting.
20 minutes left. Mm-hmm.
Where can we get a DMC t-shirt from, anyway?
Good point. Very good question.
I like that. When you got evacuated.
So
when you got evacuated, because there's a bonfire 9 miles away.
Where would you get...
Black
where would
one
you...
with the yellow was lovely.
I didn't... Jen was like... Because I was out. She was like, we're probably going to evacuate, so... Do you want me to pack some clothes? So she shoved a bunch of clothes in. A Demon Seed t-shirt. I had I've been to Mosquito Madness or Eli's Mosquito Madness.
Yes. From
basically, all of my podcast t-shirts got packed. And that's what I wore. But yeah.
Eli Roberts, of course. Across over there from Beef and Dairy.
Yeah, of course.
Triple crossover. I've been on it. John's been on it. Reese has been wearing the merch.
I got it on now.
Have you?
What, you're listening to the sure. Beef and Dairy podcast now?
Look at that, Mosquito Mayhem.
Oh, go on, son.
I survived Eli's World of
Mosquito. I created Mosquito Mayhem, but that was just from the top of my head.
Ben should send you the money, not me.
Yeah, that's true.
I tell you what, let's do a quick, if you want to buy a t-shirt, maybe try H&M.
I can't do sales.
Or Sports Direct. Just don't bother with the Deem. Yeah, don't bother with the Deem and see, you know. Go to Sports Direct.
Ain't no way.
Name three places you can name. I tell you, the little game. Both of you, I'll start with Mike. Name three places you could buy a t-shirt. Mike, and Primark. You have to say the name twice to clarify as well.
Primark.
Mm-hmm.
Primark.
Okay, that's number one.
You're under me now?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, yep.
The Bay.
Oh, very posh.
Shall I do one now?
Yes, please.
Peacocks.
Back to me?
Yeah, back to you.
Marks and Spencers. Marks and Spencers.
Okay, Reese.
Old Navy.
It's gone posh again. It's gone Canadian again.
Next. That's all I can remember.
Next.
Canadian Tire.
They don't sell a lot of clothes.
They do. You can buy a t-shirt there. I've seen them on before.
Oh, yeah, you can buy a t-shirt. And hats. Yeah. And guns and ammunition.
Yeah. And tires. Come on.
It's your go, Reese.
Oh,
I've done the next one.
Sainsbury's.
Yeah. Yeah, John.
George at Asda.
United Colours of Benetton.
Oh.
United Colours of Benetton.
Good one. Yeah.
Walmart.
Yeah.
TK Maxx. TK Maxx.
The Gap.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Do you have this one in the UK now? LL Bean.
He's making that up. It's
ridiculously expensive, but I don't go there.
No. I think you just voided the game there by throwing...
Which stands for Lick a Lovely Bean.
Yeah,
exactly. Which is the founder, of course, she would literally do anything to anything.
Yeah, exactly. Disgusting.
My new teeth, Reese. I haven't asked you about my teeth.
Let's have a look.
I like him.
When you do that, they look great.
Really like him.
I couldn't see him until you did that.
Look at moustache, haven't I? If they would shave the moustache off, I'd get my money.
Actually, you know what you should... No, don't shave the moustache off. Just shave the lower level so the top lip's coming up, but you've got a bit of moustache going above the top.
Like a pencil moustache.
Yeah.
Like a thin one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like Mickey Pierce.
Yeah, do a Mickey Pierce.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay. I've got a bit of content, lads.
Thank God for that.
Do you like Aliens?
Yes.
The movie?
Just in general. Aliens, yeah. In general. So, yeah. Mike, I noticed you tweeted about this week. Do you want to give a quick rundown of that story about aliens in the news?
The fella from US intelligence said that there were several cases he'd heard of intact and partially intact craft. Alien craft being under lock and key in the US.
Yeah.
And then a serving member of the intelligence community said that he was a reliable witness and didn't say it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did nobody pay attention to it, though?
No, no one. No. It was like it was small news.
Now,
and in other news,
there's more important stuff going on, like Philip Schofield had an affair, so no one bothered.
Much more important. Have a listen to this and tell me what you think of this. It's about 3 or 4 minutes long.
Mm.
I'm going to play it down here. I'm not going to do it properly. I'm just going to play it down the microphone in a bad quality way. I could always send it to Reese if he wants to put it in properly. Have a listen to this. 5 minutes.
It is the police call everybody will be talking about. Thanks for joining us here at 6 o'clock. I'm Denise Valdez.
I'm Brian Loftus. A family says something crashed into their backyard, prompting them to call 911 saying they saw creatures walking around.
Our 8 News Now investigators digging into this for weeks now. And tonight, our David Charnes with the video you will only see on 8 News Now. David?
Right, Denise. Sources telling the 8 News Now investigators that several agencies believe something landed or crashed. Whether it was non-humans or not, it certainly scared the people living on this property. Now, before we show you that video, listen to their call for help.
Listen to this.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually weird. You're terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes. They have big eyes. Okay. Like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes, and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
Okay.
Well, the 8 News Now investigators obtaining video as officers then responded to the call you just heard. You'll see the officers also saw something in the sky that night, but the big question is, what was it, and is it all connected? It's almost midnight on May 1st when a Las Vegas Metro police officer's body cam catches this, something flashing low in the sky.
911 emergency.
Minutes later.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Someone calls 911 reporting two large figures in their backyard.
No, I'm so nervous right now.
The 8 News Now investigators obtaining another officer's video as he's sent to the Northwest Valley home.
I have butterflies, bro. Everyone saw a shooting star. Then these people say there's aliens in their backyard.
By now, it's more than an hour after that bright light. Officers meeting up with the caller and his family.
What'd you see?
It was like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like a long 10 feet tall.
I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Or?
They see like a big, that's what they say. They see like a big something with light.
What I saw right now, I do believe in it.
Police walk into the backyard to investigate, but Metro blacked out that part of the video because it's considered private property. What's clear? They're taking this call seriously.
What do you think of that?
Where was that?
That was about 18 hours ago.
He didn't sound like he gave a shit on the phone, though.
I think it's fucking terrifying. And I think it's the beginning of the end, guys.
Well, that's fair enough, then.
What would you do? You know, you're literally at home and then a 9-foot creature in the back garden. What do you do?
Phone the police.
That's that segment sorted. So...
So the crazy, like they've admitted that they've got those crafts and the aliens, all those UFO researchers that we met over the years, they were all one of them or two of them may have actually been right. That's the worrying thing.
This is the scary thing. I'm. What do you do, right? When in 3 months' time, they just say we've got aliens. What happens?
Well, nothing. It doesn't change anything, really.
But what if then the aliens go, right, we can actually come and start just taking you and probing you whenever we want?
Why wouldn't they have done that, really?
I think they had a deal. I think they had a deal going on where I think they had a deal where they said, look, we can just...
We've really gone back to the paranormal after 3 years of talking about low and low.
Gone full circle.
It's gone full circle. I mean, I think... Oh, for God's sake, I was lying for a closure in the fucking garden. Adel, come quickly. He's trying to put his fingers up my bottom. He's got the bedroom wall, Adel.
oh, you fucking, I saw you climb some fucking tool. And I always believed in the man. I always knew we were going to come and put something at my bottom. Well, it wasn't a fucking alien. It was your own finger on your sack, you horrible fucking scum. And it had giant eyes. It was about 9 foot tall. Oh, it was me, you fucking prick.
Yeah. It's. I think there's an element of terror. I think we should all prepare for the end.
Okay.
I mean, have you got any views on that? What, you know?
No.
Reese, got any views?
I don't know. It's not going to make food cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's not going to do a lot, really.
No.
Yeah. And as long, if they do come and start probing people, do we have a choice?
Do you get money for it?
Yeah. More importantly, why?
Yeah.
Is it for science or is it for their only fans?
Good question. I mean, here's an example, right? We live in a country, well, we live in a world, right, where there's livestock around us. We know the livestock exists. Some of that livestock lives outside of an environment where the animals have ever seen people. So, for example, if you go out to the middle of nowhere, you see a monkey, that monkey is going to be terrified of you, right? So to that monkey, it's seeing what could technically be an alien, right? But have you ever wanted to put your fingers inside of a monkey?
Yeah.
So again, that feature's done. That feature's
done.
That feature's done. Yeah, that feature's done then. So
they got a £2 million grant to analyze the width of a monkey's anus. That's why you're doing it.
Yeah.
For your thesis.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting very deeply paranormal on this tonight. You know, there was a theory that the FBI knew that people believed in aliens. So what they would do to subvert people's beliefs was they would dress up as aliens and pretend to abduct people. So when the people woke up, they would say, I've been abducted by an alien. But really, it was just two FBI officers in a rubber mask fingering them.
I got a paranormal video to share. You don't watch it?
Go on in, yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on. There you go.
Okay, here we go. Stop a minute. Is this going to turn into one of those horrible videos with...
No. I'll start it again.
Okay.
Pelican crossing. Carry on, Jim.
Don't panic! Have you been in the light flashing? What do we do?
We one continues to cross. If one's already on the crossing, there's plenty of time.
Precisely. Carry on, Jones.
One shouldn't start. One shouldn't start to cross.
That's wrecking, Wilson. That's wrecking.
The flashing green man means don't start to cross the road. Learn your blinking pelican signals.
Wonderful.
There you go.
Yeah. Don't tell him, Pike.
Don't panic! Don't panic, Mr. Manning.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I mean, that is, there we go.
I got another feature. It's called SAS Lunch, and I want you to, it's called True or False, this feature.
Go on.
First question, Mike, have you ever heard of the SAS?
Yes.
Reese, have you ever heard of the SAS?
Yes.
Okay, would you like to give me a quick rundown of, for someone who's never heard of the SAS, what the SAS is and what it does?
They shoot people that other people can't shoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike, anything for you?
They believe that who dares wins.
Yeah, that's true. So we know the SAS carry out covert operations, high level, it's top secret covert operations. And quite often these are in very dangerous environments, you know, Afghanistan, war zones, private wars, you know, things that we'll never know about. And obviously when the SAS go out there, there's no communication with the outside world. This doesn't make it to the papers. They're not making TikTok videos. They go straight in and they'll be back out again. And these missions can last from half an hour to 3 weeks, 6 weeks, a month, a year. Once those guys are out there, they're out there for good. Now, obviously, when you're in the SAS and you don't want to be seen, you don't want to be captured, you can't just go down the shop for food. You've got to survive, you know. Do you know how the SAS live off? Do you know how they get food in a...
Is it the tubes involved and gravel and stuff?
Have you ever heard of a such thing as an SAS lunch?
No.
Okay, so I've got a friend who's in the SAS, and he told me this. This was the example he gave me. He said, you know, let's just say it's Kandahar for the sake of this. I couldn't give the actual place away. I couldn't do that because I was told, you know, he shouldn't have told me. But let's just say it was Kandahar for the sake of this. This guy's out there with a team of about four men, and they are watching some enemies from quite a distance. And they've got to keep an eye on them. They've got to send reports back. And then eventually, when they're given the all clear, they'll go in to kill those guys, which is fair enough. That's what they do. Mm. But during that time, they need to eat. So do you know what the SAS do?
Nope. I can't wait to hear.
They will send someone out to find a shepherd, a lone traveler, even one of the actual enemy. And they'll kidnap them. They'll tie them to the tree. And then when they're tied to the tree, every time they get hungry, what's the most important thing when you're starving? It's protein. So what they'll do is they will release the seed from that person into a cup and they'll eat it. And it's what's known as an SAS lunch. And what you do is you take that person hostage and you just release their seed every time you need a meal. You have the SAS lunch. It keeps you going. Can keep
the second time going. Will be about 3 or 4 mil. The first one might fill a tablespoon. The second one's not going to fill a thimble.
What you've got to keep in mind is that these guys are highly trained machines. So for you and I, we would need a couple of gallons of seed.
It's not their balls, is it?
No, but what we would need is a couple of gallons of seed.
Some shepherd has been out there whacking off every day anyway because you've got nothing else to do.
Exactly. And for you or I, we would need, as I said, a few gallons of seed to survive. But because they're so specially trained, half a teaspoon of seed between three soldiers can last for up to 2 weeks. Right. And that is the SAS lunch. So keep that in mind, guys.
If any of the SAS are listening, I'd like to completely disassociate myself from John Rutledge.
I've met someone from the SAS, so, you know.
Yeah.
Do they show the secret ID card?
Did you take it out for lunch?
Oh dear. So that's that segment done.
We only got like four and a half minutes left now as well.
Should we just play a word association?
Can I just rub my finger on the top of the glass a minute, make a noise?
I tell you what, perfect end to the podcast, Mike. Perfect end to the podcast.
How much will it work in the pint glass? It works in the wine glass, hang on.
Well, again, it's worth trying. Trial and error. Mike, stop a minute. I'll blow into a beer bottle as well.
Oh, go on. Yeah, same time.
Okay. Right. Reese is shaking a canister.
Yeah.
Hang on, how many minutes we got left?
We got about 3 minutes left.
Oh, don't stop. Hang on.
We can't. No, my finger's getting all sticky now.
I'll tell you what. Knock owl jokes. Then go on.
Go on.
Okay.
Yep. Hang on, look there. Bow, 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 bow.
Now on ITV, sit back and relax as Mike and John take you on a comic journey through the world of knock knock jokes through the medium of owl sounds. Oh. Hang on, got to get the punchline. Ha 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 ha
Shush, no. Don't spoil the punchline.
Shush.
Do you want another one? Sorry.
Start again.
Okay, is that way?
Actually, I've got a good one, right?
Your 10 seconds.
All right, okay. This is a rainforest.
Tiger, there they are, and here we go.
Turn it off.
Bye.
The Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.